The next horse in the order of entry is My True Love, trained by Gabe Waterhouse and our next guest, Adrian Bott. Morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. You missed out on a run last week because of the order, but, mate, you're in this race. You're number five in the order of entry for the Guineas. You won't miss out this week.
Yeah, no, that's certainly a bit more comforting going into this run. She was ready to rock and roll last Saturday. I reckon she would have given it a real good shake up the way the race panned out. But not to worry. I think this looks just as a suitable race for her. I don't think the mile will pose to be any problem, and probably the back to her own age group is probably a plus, I'd think.
Is she one that's just thriving with the weather they've got up there? It's obviously a bit warmer than what we've got around Sydney at the moment.
Yeah, she's doing particularly well. Usually this time of year we send a good bunch of fillies up, particularly usually the three-year-old fillies, looking for that bit of black type just before taking that next step into open company, and they seem to do really well up there. And we like to leave them up there for a couple of weeks spell after the carnival as well. And it just allows them to sort of come back in a bit quicker. And they just do so well in the paddock after the carnival up there.
Yeah. And her track work, you mentioned how well you felt she would have gone last Saturday, but has she galloped to give you indications, that she's right on for the weekend?
Yeah, look, I feel we've got her exactly where she needs to be. She's nice and fit. She was ready going into the race, so it's just a matter of sort of keeping her ticking over. She had a nice gallop this morning. We were able to get access to the course proper on the Gold Coast there, and nice pleasing work by all reports. So as I said, she didn't have to go out there and smash any time, but just keeping her up to the mark, keeping her ticking over. She's very happy at the moment, nice, fit and healthy, and all things looking good leading into Saturday.
Okay, the other one is Supply and Demand, which you've thrown in the entry there for the Caloundra Cup. Is the horse, I think you've told me the horse is already up there?
Yeah, he's already up there. Look, we like to travel the horses up a little bit earlier just to get them settled in. So we had to make the call there last week about what way we'd go with the horse. I guess the final decision was probably down to the prize money, the extra prize money up there. So we committed to running him in the cup, and we put him on a float and sent him up there. Look, the both races probably look about it. He would have been an equal chance in fairness. But look, to be racing for a little bit of extra prize money is an added bonus.
The one thing with this horse is he's just arriving there in red hot form, and he's so tough.
He really is. He's he's one that won't have to do much from when he gets up there. He's had all his work down here in Sydney before he went up, and he's just been racing in great form. So he had a good gallop here before going up, and he certainly took no harm from his later start. He's just a horse that's really enjoying his racing at the moment. Yeah. He's full of confidence. He's very lightly raced as a young horse. He was always a little bit immature and a bit backward, and sort of just took a lot of time, and the owners looked after him, and I think we're really seeing the best of that now. So he's enjoying his racing and certainly making up for some lost time.
Are you going to send up your own jock, or what are you thinking at this stage?
Yeah, so it's worked out well. Josh Parr was already up there for the meeting.
Yep. Yep.
So Josh will be back on the horse. He rode the horse a number of times throughout his preparation, and had good success on him, so he's been keen to get back on. He'll ride Supply and Demand, and Adam Hieronymus will travel up to partner My True Love. I think Adam will really suit the filly, good positive rider. And again, before she travelled up to Queensland, Adam did a lot of the work on her here in Sydney. I think he was on her first up as well this campaign, so he'll head up for her.
So, jockeys know their respective rides. All right, so they're the two for the Sunshine Coast, My True Love and Supply and Demand. Just before I let you go, mate, Newcastle today, Siege of Quebec, this is a pretty competitive to your old maiden today. Was it scratched last week or the week before with the weather?
Yeah, look, just on the, I think it was a heavy 9, heavy 10 that day out at Warwick Farm, just right in the middle of when we were having that, awful time with the amount of rain around. So, that was the main reason for not starting him on that day. We just didn't want to, we've got a long preparation ahead for the horse, so we didn't want to You know, we didn't want that jeopardised with a first up run on that track. So he had an extra trial instead. You may have seen he went down to Kemble Grey and sort of trialled nicely. So look, he's a nice horse for us going forward. You know, one that will improve as we get over further. But look, I like what we've seen from him in the trials. He's got a nice turn of foot. And, you know, as you said, it's a competitive race. It's you know, very hard to find an easy 2-year-old race at this time of year, no matter where you go. So there'll certainly be some you know, stiff competition there today, but it'll really give us a good line on him going forward and help us sort of plan his preparation for the spring.
And one final one, also there, Piping Hot is the favourite in that Fillies and Mares race 7. Got to carry a little bit of weight today.
Yeah, she does. Really nice filly. And look, she was really impressive going back almost a year ago. I think it may have been when she won at Canterbury. Look, she just had a slight setback after that, and we had to give her a little bit of time. But look, she's come back well. We've just taken her time getting her back to the races and getting her fit. We had her in last week in town, but again, we just sort of opted for an easier option first up, just with her being off the scene for so long. You know, there's still improvement for her throughout her preparation. So hopefully today will be a nice stepping stone for better things to come.
Okay, so that's race 7, number 1. Hey, thanks for joining us, mate. Really appreciate it, and good luck with those horses on the weekend as well up at the Sunshine Coast.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Thanks, Adrian. Adrian Bott joining us there.